The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, May the 6th. And you may have heard by now, May is National Stroke Awareness Month. And we're going to talk about that today. And then we got Valerie Chafin on also. But let me introduce you first of all to Tammy Harris, RN. Hi. At University Hospital. We're here to talk about the Missouri Stroke Program.
Yes.
Right? Good to have you here, Tammy.
Hi.
Before we went on, you were giving me the warning signs, some of the most important warning signs of stroke. Do you want to share that?
Right,
with
absolutely. The warning signs of stroke, the National Stroke Association came out with an acronym, FAST, to
FAST?
Make it easier. Yeah, FAST. I like to think of it as think fast, to make it easier for people to recognize the symptoms of stroke.
How many people will suffer a stroke in a lifetime? Do you have a percentage of that?
I do. In a lifetime, well, there's 800,000 patients each year that suffer a stroke.
800,000 people every year.
Every year. And it is the number four leading killer.
So when we say suffering a stroke, it can be a very mild stroke.
Yes.
To a severe
stroke.
To
the most severe, yes.
Can you have a stroke and not even realize it?
You can. You can have a very small stroke and have small symptoms that you may not realize.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead before we run out of time.
Sure.
Give us a symptom.
Okay, so the acronym is FAST, and F is for face. So if you have weakness or numbness, kind of like when you went to the dentist and you have a little bit of a numb face, that is a sign of stroke, and that's an emergency.
Okay.
If you see someone and you ask them to smile and they are unable to, one side is weak, then you can call 911 for them. A is for arm, which is usually one side of the body is weaker than the other when a stroke happens.
Okay.
And so you ask them to hold their arms out, and if one is weaker, it will fall, or they won't be able to bring it up at all.
Okay.
That is an emergency. That's a sign of a stroke. And then the third is S for speech. If they have slurred speech, garbled speech, kind of sound like they have rocks in their mouth, mm-hmm. difficulty with words, trying to find words, that's a sign of a stroke.
Okay.
T actually stands for time. There's not a lot of time between the onset of symptoms until our ability to do an intervention for them. And the two interventions that we're able to do are TPA, which is a clot buster, which would help to bring oxygen back to the brain. Mm-hmm. That's a 3.5 to 4.5 hour window from onset of symptoms.
So if there's a symptom, any of those symptoms, it's important to get to the hospital as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
And if you're not sure, go anywhere.
That's right.
Go now, is it better for you to call 911 and wait for an ambulance to come to you, or is it better to take that person to the emergency room?
It would be better to call 911. They can get medical care in the ambulance on their way, and then they can also notify the hospital ahead. We have a patient that has stroke symptoms, and we're about 10 minutes away. Then we can be prepared.
But what if you live out in the country and you're 35, 40 minutes away from hospital? Is it better still to wait for that ambulance to come?
It is better still to wait. If you call, depending on where you live, it's an emergency. They could actually take the ambulance to a helicopter that would fly you. We want our patients to be there as quickly as possible because there's not a lot
of time.
So
the best thing to do is call 911.
Yes.
Tell them what's happening, and they'll tell you what to do.
Absolutely.
Okay. If you want more information, where do they go?
Okay. The Missouri Stroke Program. Our phone number is 573-884-6775. Okay. We also have our website that's on the University of Hospital's website. It's under stroke. And I'm giving this to you. This is a magnet for you to remember.
Okay.
And then a T-shirt. This is Save a Life. Know the signs.
Okay.
So know the signs and symptoms of a stroke.
Thank you very much, Tammy. You were really good. Thank you. Come back again.
Right. Thanks.
I'm going to put this on the refrigerator. Now, we turn to Valerie Chafin. Second chance. Good to
have
you again,
Thanks
Valerie.
For having me.
And you've got a big event coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
it's
right?
It's a big event. We're excited. It's the second annual Midmo Splashdown Doc Dog Diving Tournament.
Okay.
And I said that nice dog, and slow.
The dot dog yes. diving tournament.
Yes.
So you got the dogs, and they're going to dive like people do.
They're a little faster than people do, actually. They get a running start on a 40-foot dock, and they jump into a 40-foot, 26,000-gallon pool.
Okay, and what if your dog is a little bit frightened about doing this?
He probably won't do it, or at least stop at the end of the dock. But we do have hundreds of dogs coming from all over the country.
And they do it?
And they do it. It's a competitive atmosphere.
Oh, so they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
But somebody listening to us right now, if they wanted to bring their dog to be part of this
on Friday
dog diving tournament. Can they enter?
Yes, on Friday night. It's a fun jump. It's a $10 entry fee, and half the proceeds go to Second Chance and half go to cancer research for dogs. And you can see if your dog's got game that night, see if they'll run. They'll definitely run on the dock, but if they'll go into that little pool, it's not too little. That's something else. So we have coaches there that night from the Big Muddy Dock Dog Group to see if they'll help them go into the pool. Last year was our first year doing it, and we had a former rescue dog try out on Friday night, and he placed on Sunday in the finals. So some of them do.
Okay, but most dogs who have not done this before, are they going to take the plunge, or are most of them a little bit jittery about it?
It's fine. We had about a 50-50 ratio. One of the most famous dogs in the Big Muddy group is a dachshund. That gets a pretty good running start and jumps a whole 2 or 3 feet, but she loves it. She likes jumping in the pool, but she really likes the clapping and the adoration from the folks that are watching. So
okay.
She gets a running start, but then she'll slow down if the clapping is not loud enough and she doesn't hear her name enough. And as soon as the clapping just crescendos, she jumps into the pool. So
okay.
It can be for anybody.
All right. So Friday night, if you want to enter your dog in this, mm-hmm. you can come Friday night to see if the dog is going to do it at all.
It's going to do it at all. About 5 o'clock at our place at 24687 Highway 179 near
okay.
Boonville.
Okay, near Boonville. So you, mm-hmm. how do you get out there from Columbia? Just take 70
and exit 111. Take a left, come back over the highway, go the opposite way from the Clydesdales Ranch.
Okay.
And we're about a quarter of a mile on the right. We're adding something new this year. We're going to have a multi-group adoption event there, too, on Saturday and Sunday. So there's going to be about 10 local rescues and shelters with their dogs and cats looking for their forever homes. And they'll be in our front yard and in our lobby.
Okay. So that'll be...
And the biggest part, no what? Admission.
No admission.
No admission.
Okay.
There's an admission to jump. So if you want to participate, you have to go online at docdogs.com and register. But if you or come out Friday night and try, but it, just to come watch and enjoy the day, no admission.
All right. So if you want to try Friday night and see if your dog has it.
Yep. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock Friday
chance.
Night. Thank you so much, Valerie
sure.
Chafin. It's a pleasure you, having you here. And what's the address to go to for web?
www.columbiasecondchance.org.
Okay. Thank you. Tomorrow, City of Columbia and the Pet Project. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio Pat Akers from KBIA. Our flow director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Nelson. See you tomorrow.